Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little weekend bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this. Thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. And we're going to get into bioweapon blowbacks and all that that entails. You know, I never believed that COVID-19, so-called, came from a lab in Wuhan, because I don't think that for one second they are capable of, you know, genetically manipulating viruses, for the simple reason there are no such things as viruses. That's generally my view. But are they capable of doing other things in these labs? You know, so for example, I don't think for one second that the so-called COVID-19 virus was a problem, but I do think the COVID-19 vaccine was a very, very big problem. But I saw Tucker Carlson had someone on to talk about the fact that in the late 1960s, now that's how long this has been going on, in the late 1960s, government bioweapon labs started injecting ticks with exotic diseases. Soon, people living nearby began to get those diseases. Now, for example, tick-borne Lyme disease is endemic. Naturally, of course, the government has admitted nothing. So listen to this 60-second clip of Tucker and his guest discussing this.
The cases of Lyme disease are going up. The CDC estimates there are 500,000 cases a year. That's on average 1,300 people a day.
Where do we think this came from?
Lyme disease wasn't a problem until the peak of the biological weapons program in the U.S., the mid-70s. These three freaky diseases showed up: Lyme arthritis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and then there was a parasite called Babesia.
So you have a cluster of these previously rare diseases right across from the U.S. government's biological weapons testing facilities. Is that what you're saying?
This is the perfect stealth weapon. It's poor man's nuke.
It's hard to digest all of this. It's just so evil.
We can't control nature. And if we're going to play God and make these new germs inside ticks, there could be blowback, unintended consequences. And that's what I believe could happen.
So there you go. Basically, this has been going on, according to that little excerpt, for roughly, 50 years or so of governments using these bio labs to conjure up, well, to play around with nature is probably the better way. I don't think that these bio labs are inventing disease. Well, I don't think they're inventing viruses, but that's not to say that they can't manipulate nature in ways that can go catastrophically wrong. And I mean, I've heard other explanations for Lyme disease, mind you, so I'm not 100% sold on what they've said, but the fact of the matter is that, I mean, all these bio labs, in my opinion, should be closed down. I mean, these are Frankenstein's laboratories where God knows what kind of stuff, what sort of abominations experiments are going on. I mean, I have no idea, but I would be very concerned about it. And I know that there's a lot of talk that one of the problems with Ukraine was that the many the U.S. bio labs in Ukraine that they were working on were, again, all about trying to manipulate nature, trying to find ways to, I don't know, splice genes so that you could potentially take out a particular ethnic group and whatever, all kinds of horrible stuff. And even if it isn't possible to do that, they shouldn't be allowed to even experiment, or at least that's what I think anyway. I mean, I think bioweapons would be something that governments would like to have, just as they like to have other forms of weaponry. It's more troublesome, though, because when it comes to bioweapons, because the field of nature itself is so complex, how can they possibly control these things if they do create them? And I know some people might say, well, hang on, though. I mean, so if they take a tick and they inject something into that, is it likely that that something then can become transmissible? I don't know. I don't think it's impossible. I mean, what do you think? I think that these governments, and especially all governments, by the way, not just those in the West, those in the East as well, including China, are well capable of this kind of grotesque experimentation. And it could go tragically wrong. I mean, we've seen enough movies, you know, where, oh, look, they've invented something in the lab and now it's escaped and now humanity is at risk. Now, they tried to pull that stunt over COVID, but again, I'm not having any of it. It didn't come from a lab in Wuhan. It didn't come from the wet market in Wuhan. It didn't come from the bat caves about 40 kilometers from Wuhan. No, it didn't. But that's not to say they weren't up to all kinds of evil design in that lab. Didn't involve viruses, because you can't do that. But you can do maybe other things, you know. And I think that's what these people do. And I really think in 2024, all these bio labs, wherever they are in the world, and for whichever government, they have no place in a modern decent world. They seem to belong to an old age of darkened shadows and experimentation in the darkness. So I'd like to see them all closed down. I don't want to see any bioweapon blowback. Thanks for listening.